Hello?
Is this?
Hello? Can you hear me okay?
Is this a robot or what?
Oh, no. Hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
What is Local Splash?
So we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing CKR on the first page of Google for your keywords there in your area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do a search, well, for anything really, you'll get that map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page.
Yeah. So right now, what's kind of the structure? Is it just SEO or is it also the business listing and the whole nine yards around that?
It would be, well, we can do it all. We're one of Google's channel partners, but I was calling about the local listings. So, you know, when you do that search, there's the map will pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's that list of the companies that service within that area. And there are pages and pages of results in there, right? And when you do a Google business page, you'll be in there somewhere. But on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each neighborhood. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where we would list you, is on that first page. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So all that really means is the rule that Google has for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is that we can work with one business per position. So once that open position is filled there today, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer those same services. So that way you'll always be one of those local options for people. At that moment that they're ready to make that call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yeah. So question with that, since it's like rank one for the local area, is the market I mean, even that expensive to rank highly on compared to different regions, or how many commercial roofing people are trying to list their stuff? Because most of the guys I've seen have just like live off of like Angie's or something.
Angie's? Oh, the lead service? Okay.
Yeah, like that's roughly where they get, like, at least talking to them, it's like they're not specifically optimizing for like, we're getting all of our leads through like SEO, through Google Ads, through people searching for us more so. Of course, you know, there's a lot of people who still come through saying that, I'm looking for a commercial roof in Atlanta, and then they click on it, or they could look on the maps and they're like, commercial roofing near me.
Right. So if somebody were to type in commercial roofing near me, right now they see Super Roofing Pros, Sensimark Commercial Roofing. Do you know those guys at all?
No, I thought at first, I think Finlay pops up and a few others. But I think it changes on what you search for. If you're just like, yep, roofing, then I'll give you a different one than if you do commercial roofing. And there's a few others that. Shoot, what's their name? There's some roof sealant company that is dumping a ton of money in to pay that. Like, they got the VSL, they got everything, and they show up for, like, any thing in Atlanta. That's something.
Is it Roof Technology Partners or P21 Roofing?
Yeah, I can find them.
So those are the sponsored, and we can do those sponsored too, but that's what Angie's does, or Home Advisors. So they'll buy themselves the sponsored ad in areas where they know there's a high search volume. So they have access to the same data that we do. They know where the searches are too. They know where to buy the clicks. And then their listing will say something like 25 best commercial roofers in Atlanta, right, or something similar to that. And then they capture their leads from Google, and then they'll flip them or resell them, you know, to you and maybe a few others. But through them, it's on a per lead basis. So their leads are still coming from Google. It's just that they're capturing them on a larger level because they can spend that much on the click ads. But I wasn't calling about the click ads. With the local listing ads or the local listings, you don't have to pay per click or per call or per lead. So whether you get 50 leads or 5 million leads, it's all the same price. But the hard part about getting to the local listing section is there has to be an opening there through a Google channel partner. And so when a position opens up like it did today, we're assigned to that area. We call through to fill that spot. Once it's filled, they block out that space. So it's not a rotating space. You would always be there every single time. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah, it's more like the organic traffic instead.
Exactly, right. And I can pull up the number of keywords that come with it. And that will depend, and the cost too. The cost will depend on a couple of things. Are you servicing the whole Atlanta metro area, or how far are you typically traveling for the work?
So for the initial inspection, we only service like within 25 miles. We'll do up to 50 miles. I'd say like if we're putting a cap on it, probably up to 50 miles for like an inspection. For actual projects, we'll go further out. So we've done work in South Carolina and North Carolina for some of the restaurants there. But for, let's say someone fills out a lead form and they're like, I would like to replace my roof, then usually we won't go more than 50 miles out.
Okay, 50 miles. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is Devin.
Devin, it's nice to meet you. So is it, you're the owner there, or is it like a partnership?
Yeah, I'm the owner. So we have the exteriors, which is the one I own, and that's typically also where all the paid traffic and online sales and marketing stuff falls under.
Okay. How long have you been in business with CKR Exterior?
Yeah, so we've been in business, I want to say, since 2009. This is a family-run business, so I've been handling more of the side of the, you know, front-end paid traffic, that sort of thing, for, I want to say, the last 5 years.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then it looks like you have the website. Is the ckrexteriors.com. That's you?
Yep.
So it's like a lead form?
There's the regular CKR Exteriors, and that goes to like the residential deck tech stuff. Then for residential, awesome. We try to get more like residential shingle. It's just not it's not worth a headache with the amount of margin and effort. You know the difference here. The residential, they're going to say, this is my last $5. Progressive won't pay out more. My life is going to collapse if I can't get another $25 off this deal. Versus with commercials, like, we have a maintenance budget. Whatever.
Okay. So, okay.
So with the other one is the CKR Exteriors / commercial. So that's the only difference. So / commercial at the end, and you get the commercial website, which is for TPO flat roof.
I see that. Okay, yeah, that's the one I'm looking at. Okay, great. And then for this position that they have available there today, it's month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And while we were talking, Devin, I was messaging my regional manager for the area, Paul, to give me the number of keywords that would come with it. I'll also pull up the pricing for you now. So being that they have that category open for programming today, if we could make that local listing spot affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there as an option?
Yeah. I don't know what's a reasonable price for it, honestly, because they don't have any numbers at point end. Like, this is our cost per lead. This is how much traffic we'll get, that sort of thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let me pull up the pricing, and then that way if you do decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. I'm just grabbing Paul to give me the keywords, and then I'll get the rate for you as well.
Hi, Devin.